From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Ontario isn't far from lifting its COVID-19 mask mandate. Premier Doug Ford won't give a specific date, but he does hint that wearing a mask in public spaces could become a thing of the past when kids get back to school after March break. Ford insists he'll follow the advice of the province's chief medical officer. Cléo Charlebois of Valgagne is the new executive director of Northeastern Ontario Family and Children's Services, the former Children's Aid Society. Charlebois has been employed in various capacities with NEOFAX and its predecessor since 1995. He's an honors BA graduate in social work from Laurentian University after graduating from Northern College's social service program. Snow around the two pipes that run to and from your natural gas furnace or fireplace can cause carbon monoxide to back up into your house. If your CO alarm doesn't go off, it could kill you. Acting Chief Fire Prevention Officer for Timmins, Dan LaBelle, says it's known as the silent killer. He has advice for people to prevent that.
Visually inspect their furnace vents and their gas meters to make sure the snow is not built up around them to ensure the proper functioning of the appliances and possibly save their lives.
The same goes for your natural gas dryer vent. Linda LaPointe of Timmins is ending the last full month of winter with a cool $180,000 going into her bank account. She's the February winner of the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation's 50-50 draw. LaPointe has been playing the numbers all along and says she'll share her windfall with her family and pad her retirement nest egg just a bit. Canadian banks are barred from doing any business with Russia's central bank. In a tweet, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the latest economic sanction against the country for its invasion of Ukraine. Trudeau says the move is aimed at restricting Russian President Vladimir Putin from financing his war of choice. Several other Western allies have also made the same move. Finally this afternoon, Timmins history time again and how dog sled races morphed into winter carnivals. Museum director curator Karen Bachman recounts that the first race was in 1916.
The races ran until about the 30s and things are added on to it then. There's competitions for ski racing in the community. There's a carnival queen that's selected. There's different groups that get involved with food and all those good things.
It all began with that dog sled race that raised money for the families of military men in active duty during the First World War. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.